I think, as you said, we have been in the fortunate position of benefiting from the tailwinds that came from PGMs and iron ore in terms of the pricing. But even prior to that, we have retained quite a strong balance sheet over time and have been accused of being relatively more conservative than most in terms of our balance sheet management. But that has certainly stood us in good stead in terms of navigating current COVID crisis, and I think will stand us in good stead in terms of how we recover and come out of it. You asked the question of whether there has been a change in the way we think about capital allocation since COVID-19. And as Bernard said, I think over time we have developed the capital allocation thinking, and it really has been a journey. And the COVID crisis hasn't materially changed it, but rather has resulted in a reallocation between the components of capital allocation and perhaps increased focus in certain areas. So for us, you know, our priority has always been creating and maintaining a safe and healthy work environment for all of our employees. So there were perhaps additional resources and capital allocated towards protecting lives and protecting livelihoods, particularly for our employees. But in terms of the broader stakeholders that are part of our ecosystem, neighboring communities, etc. So there was increased focus in that area. And then we also were prioritizing the sustainability of our business. So during the periods of hard lockdown, really trying to protect the integrity and safety of our assets that we have, and post-lockdown to allocate additional capital to ensure safe restart and ramp up of our operations. We were actually in the middle of a share buyback when the lockdown was announced, which we did halt at the time because I think there was quite a bit of uncertainty in terms of the outlook. And we really wanted to focus on conserving cash to be able to navigate the tough times. So perhaps pull back in a capital that was being allocated really to that. But as Venkat said, we want to be one of those companies that, given our balance sheet, our strong balance sheet, we really want to be opportunistic when there are good value creating opportunities that do come up. So we are looking in the growth space. So I think it's just a short-term shift in focus really in the different buckets. But overall, our capital allocation guiding principles remain intact and really have served us well. So not a material change. Just to add a little bit, it's interesting that where we are at now in terms of post-crisis recovery is coinciding with a time where ESG matters are becoming top of mind in boardrooms with investors, etc. And I think there were a lot of lessons that we as the mining industry learned in the capital allocation journey in the last crisis. And I think the timing of elevated ESG together with this crisis is really going to map how we move forward in terms of the capital allocation journey and how we balance the allocation of capital between the different stakeholders, whether it be shareholders, communities, etc., in terms of the sustainability of our business. I'm quite interested to see how these two are going to come together in how we move forward. And I think it's going to lead to positive outcomes